It's a 22. It looked like a 22 black rifle. And I go down to this field all the time, have little fires, everything else. I go down there today and go on the state's property where they come up to the guardrails and stuff and cut all the wood out and stuff. I'll go there to pick up wood, and the dude comes down, threatens me, telling me get the heck off his land, cussing me out, threatening me, saying he's from Columbus, he's killed a couple people and everything. And here it is. He told me I got 2 damn seconds to get the hell out of here or there's going to be a problem.
I'm sorry. He said what? He said that he killed 2 people in Columbus?
Well, that's what he's saying. That's words saying words. But I don't want to believe it. But that's what came out of his mouth and stuff. And that's why he left Columbus. And here it is. He gave me supposedly 2 seconds to get the hell out off the premises. And here it is. His son's walking down through the premises with a 22 rifle, black. And I've been down there thousands of times before. And he's telling me some people stole their chainsaw off the property up on by their house, stole a bunch of wood from them and everything. And I've been down there for millions of times, sir. I got proof of pictures.
What's the address that mail is at? What address were you at when you got threatened?
Right, you know where 125 is?
Yes.
Right there, that first little field off to the left.
Yes, boss.
As soon as you pass the guardrail right there to the left, you turn left right into that field.
Just past 125?
Well, it's right on 125, right there to the left, in that first field.
Boy, I'll sit there. I'll sit there on the side of the road in my black truck.
You're at 125 now?
Well, I can meet you there.
Yeah.
Meet at 48th 3rd Street and then show the deputies where it's at.
I'll meet you at 48th 3rd Street.
Okay.
Thank you.